Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. Appleton West has won the opening toss, and they'll receive. We had some wind earlier today. That's died down. What little wind there is will be helping the teams at the team's back as they move towards the south end zone here at Steam Stadium. 55 degrees at kickoff, overcast. We did have rain during the pregame warm-ups. One unknown when the Evergreens have the ball is who their starting quarterback will be. We're told that's a game-time decision. Nick Sarakowski, the week one starter, is available, although I'll tell you in pregame warm-ups that it was Michael Nicholas who took most of the snaps pregame with the number one offense. Marco Flores, leading running back for Appleton West, is back to receive the kick, along with Aaron Carnson. Let's light this candle. Ball's on the tee, and we're underway. Kickoff goes all the way back to the goal line. In fact, we've got a whistle, and it will be a touchback to start there. The Appleton West Terror will start at their 20-yard line. When we saw this team last year, Matt Reeder was their quarterback. Reeder has been converted to a wide receiver for his senior season, and you can see why. He's got a height advantage. He stands 6'5". He'll be the Terror's big offensive threat. The quarterback is 6-foot-tall sophomore Ethan Hepst. Hepst tallied 4 touchdown passes in the second half in last week's loss to Wausau East. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Quarterback works from the shotgun. He'll put two receivers to the near side and one out to the wide side of the field. Fakes the handoff. It's play action. They'll pass to open the ball game. Looking to Reeder downfield. It's complete at the 50-yard line. Down across the 40 into the 35-yard line. You see why they converted Reeder right away. The Terror opened the ball game with a 46-yard completion right out of the chute.
Down to the Evers 34-yard line.
And one play puts Appleton West into Wausau, into D.C. Evers territory. About as good a start as you can imagine for West. And they do not huddle up here. In fact, they're waiting for the chains to be set. Then they'll come right up to the line of scrimmage. Again, a 3-receiver set. Now put a man in motion. 2 receivers down to the near side. It's a handoff up the middle. Met at the line of scrimmage is Drew Carlson, and he's thrown back. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. He lost a yard. Second and 11 coming up. D.C. Everest High School football is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Appleton West will huddle up here.
Wausau wanted to play the ball back down to the 35-yard line, bring it up second and 11.
And quarterback Ethan Hepst leads his team up to the line of scrimmage. A 4-receiver set, 3 to that far side of the field. It's a design rollout. Quarterback looking, penalty marker down, throws towards the end zone. Receiver stepped out of bounds, pass goes over his head, and now there's a late flag there in the defensive secondary.
Thrown incomplete.
We have 2 fouls on this play. 1 at the line of scrimmage, and 1 which is likely going to be some kind of pass interference call, probably against the Evergreens. Let's wait till we sort this out and see if these flags offset.
We know what kind of flags on the play.
Yeah, these are offsetting penalties. A defensive hold against the Evergreens and a false start against Appleton West. They will indeed offset, and we will replay second down at second and 11. Appleton West really was 2 different teams last week. They trailed 21-3 at halftime and then almost came back on the Lumberjacks. They fell just a field goal short. But Appleton West is still looking for their first win of the season. They come in 0-4.
Replay second down. Second and 11.
3 receivers set here as Appleton West comes up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Hepst is under center here. Nope, gets a long snap. Design rollout again. He's still got the ball. Looks, throws. This is complete underneath coverage. Out of bounds across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. It'll be third and manageable here.
Dominic
Thompson with the reception. Third and 3 coming up. We may already find ourselves in 4 down territory, so it may be 2 opportunities here for Appleton West to pick up the 3 yards that they need.
In the play, bringing up third and 3.
Appleton West started back at the 20. Moved forward on a big 46-yard completion. Here's third down. Quarterback keeps after the play action, throws and finds his man, Matt Reeder. He's across the 20, first down yardage, out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
Matt Reeder pushed out of bounds.
Needed 3 and got 15 to move the chains.
Cody Cocker.
Cody Cocker forced Reeder out of bounds.
My reader was good enough for a tear. First and 10.
Now, Reeder that time was working underneath on his route. If they want to try some kind of post pattern with him there at this point of the field, Reeder has a huge height advantage on anyone the Evergreens can put on him. And Reeder, that star wide receiver, will line up to the far side of the field. In fact, he's all alone on an island out there. So Appleton is in the red zone, and they will hand off. Trying the far side of the line is Thomas Jason. Jason's got short yardage, just a yard or two. Second and eight coming up. Everest Football is sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. It'll be second and nine after a gain of only 1 yard there. Again, the Evergreens will want to note where wide receiver Matt Reeder is. And again, he's up in the far side of this formation. He is guarded by Kyle Kurtenbach, and it's a one-on-one matchup. We've got a whistle.
We got flags on the play.
And it looks like there was some movement on the offensive line. A penalty in the red zone will cost Appleton West 5 yards. Evergreens last week know how costly these penalties near the goal line can be. Back in the first quarter, the Evergreens lost to Wausau West. They had a touchdown taken off the board on a holding penalty in the red zone. Walk off the yardage and go to second and 14. And Appleton West will huddle up.
Ball now spotted on the Evergreen 19-yard line.
Quarterback Ethan Heps goes all the way over to the sideline to get his play. He'll run it in himself, and now they come up to the line of scrimmage. Put two receivers up to the far wide side. And two men in the backfield. Pistol formation here. Heps designed rollout looking towards the far side. He's going to keep. No, he's going to be sacked. Swarmed under. A loss of 8 or 9 yards.
And he is sacked for a loss.
Reeder's protection broke down, and he wasn't able to get rid of the ball. Brady Burrell came in on the stop for DC Everest. And Appleton West is moving in the wrong direction here. It's going to be third down and very long. Looks like a third and 23 coming up after the sack.
On the 27-yard line of the Evergreens.
So after getting into the red zone, Appleton West carries for 1 yard, pushed back 5 on a penalty, and then the sack. And the Evergreens defense looks to stiffen on this opening possession. Evergreens are making some late defensive substitutions, and now we've got a whistle, and DC Everest will take a timeout. With third and long coming up, we'll take a timeout too. First possession of the first quarter, and there's no score between Appleton West and DC Everest. You're listening to DC Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Evergreens Football brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. And Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Appleton North got the ball down to the 14-yard line, but they've been pushed back now to the 27. After the Evergreens' defensive timeout, we're looking at third and 22. It's a four-receiver set, three of those receivers to the near side. Quarterback Heps gets the snap. This is a design rollout as well. Got some room if he'd like to keep it. Throws underneath. Sliding catch is made.
The pass of Harris complete to number 14.
By Nick Heptes. But Heptes is well short of the first down. In fact, he's pushed out at the 16-yard line. It'll be fourth and 12.
They'll bring up fourth and 12 for the
decision time. Do you try a long field goal? Depends on what kind of confidence you have in your kicking game, or do you go for it on fourth down? They'd need to move the ball down to close to the 5-yard line to pick up the first down. The decision is go for it. Well, even if you fail, you don't give up much in the way of field position. The Evergreens will be starting back in their own end. Four receiver set. Trips up to the far wide side. Designed rollout again. Backside pursuit, and they've got him. Sack ball is loose. On the ground, recovered by Appleton West. Doesn't matter. Turned over on downs to DC Everest. On that design rollout, there was backside pursuit, and the Evergreens defense caught up with Ethan Hepst. And Appleton West gives the ball to the Evergreens on downs. DC Everest will start with their first possession at the 21-yard line. So the Evergreens defense gave up that one big pass play and then was able to stop Appleton West inside the red zone. Starting quarterback for the Evergreens is senior Michael Nicholas. We will see Nick Sarakowski before the night is out. Three-step drop, he'll pass. Throw underneath is complete. Out at the 25, turning upfield across the 30. And out of bounds is Mitchell Bowles. And we have a penalty marker down in the defensive secondary. May have some kind of holding against Appleton West here. I believe this pass play is going to stand up. Pass completion was good for 12 yards, and nope, it's a push-off against DC Everest.
That'll be a 10-yard march off from the spot.
Now, that's a spot foul. And it looks like the spot foul was beyond the first down. This should be a first down and then walking the ball back. Now, I'm not sure of that. Let's wait till the officials sort this out. The Evergreens are about to have a 12-yard completion wiped out by a 10-yard penalty. And I believe we will play second down in about 8 here. Let's make sure of that, though.
And
now we're going to replay first down.
First and 7 for the Evergreens.
Yeah. First and 7. And a quick change. Nick Sarakowski now at quarterback as the Evergreens alternate. Sarakowski back from the ankle injury. Handoff up the middle. Wyatt Brown. Brown's got a big block. Moves up across the 35 to the 40. Wyatt Brown's got 15 yards on the run and a first down for the Evergreens. Just like that, the ball's out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Evergreens won the battle at the line of scrimmage. Offensive line opened up a nice hole right up the gut for Wyatt Brown. Evergreens alternate quarterbacks again. Mike Nicholas will take the snap here. He'll be under center. Two men in the backfield and three receivers. Two out wide, one to the near side. Handoff. Met at the line of scrimmage. Not much there for Nathan Reedy. Reedy's got a yard, if that. Reedy, if anything, wasn't patient enough to let his offensive line try and do something for him. He ran towards that left side of the line and was met and pushed back. Second and 9. 7:25 to play in a scoreless first quarter. Evergreens at 1-3. Appleton West 0-4. Nick Sarakowski, alternating quarterbacks on each series in this possession. Sarakowski will pass. Under pressure, rolling out, and he is sacked from behind. Sarakowski was moving up towards the line of scrimmage, so the loss is not that big. It's a loss of 3 or 4 yards. So that's the first time that Sarakowski has actually seen contact. He's practiced for the last 2 weeks. But when you're coming back from an ankle injury, big question is, how will that hold out?
Third and 13.
Third down here, and 13 yards to go. The Evergreens need the Appleton West 49-yard line to keep this drive going. And Nick Sarakowski will stay in at quarterback as two receivers out to the wide side, one to the near side. Sarakowski from the shotgun. Better protection here. He's looking for Mitchell Bowles. Off his hands and incomplete.
That pass from Sarakowski.
Looked like a pretty good pass, though. He needed some touch there to try and float it in over defender Ty Zabrowski's arms. Just a little too long for Mitchell Bowles there. And it brings up fourth down and long. Evergreens will punt. Zach Hoffman, who's been a solid punter for the Evergreens, except for two shanks last week. I think he's got his confidence back. Matt Reeder to return this punt. Here's the snap, and here's the kick. This is a line drive punt that's going to bounce at the 20, roll back to the 15. That was touched by the defender and goes out of bounds inside the 5. And it's going to be out of bounds at the 2 or 3-yard line. Appleton West is going to be stopped way back in their own end. They'll start from the 4. 41-yard kick. Both teams have had the ball once. Both teams have picked up one first down. Scoreless first quarter with 6:19 to play. Next week, DC Everest right back here at Steam Stadium. They'll play Wausau East. You'll hear the game live on Fox Sports Radio. Our game coverage will begin at 6:30 with a kickoff at 7. So Appleton West starts back in between the 4 and 5-yard line. No field position here. And here comes Ethan Hepps, the quarterback. up to the line of scrimmage with two receivers out to either side. Appleton West is the most pass-oriented team that the Evergreens have seen this season. Quarterback will get this from the pistol. He's back at his goal line. Handoff up the middle, and this play is stopped for a loss. No gain there. Loss of a yard or two. Austin Krasinski was in there for D.C. Everest.
On that carry for
so
the
is Josh
is
Merchant.
Four, Zach Zruba.
Goals for a loss of one or two yards.
Number 49, Austin Wazinski.
Yep, Jake Zuba lost a yard, so it's second and 11 as we go under 6 minutes to play in a scoreless first quarter. Three receivers out wide. One to the near side. Again, quarterback gets the snap, pitch back. Running back has it in the end zone, moves forward, has positive yardage, gets a block, gets across the 10-yard line, and down to the 11.
Jake Zaruba.
Jake Zaruba is carried on both possessions. He's forward for 8 yards there for a manageable third and four. Cody Cocker finally got him down low and made the stop here.
The ball now resting on their own.
Well, if the Evergreens want to flip the field, they need a stop here. 5:13 to play in the first. 0-0. Sophomore quarterback, Ethan Hepst. Three receivers, all on the far side of the field. High snap. Handoff right up the middle. Didn't get it. Met at the line of scrimmage. Push back. This play goes nowhere. Appleton West tried to run on third and four.
The ball's hit off the number of four.
And instead, Jake Zaruba lost two or 3 yards there. Loss of two.
Avery Allard.
Ball goes back to the 10-yard line. And the Evergreens defense gets a three and out, keeping the terror pinned to their own end.
And back for the
it is Matt Reeder who also 36. Handles the punt duties, and he will punt from within his end zone. Kyle Zableski awaits the return back at midfield. Here's the punt. Snap into the end zone. Partially blocked. Ball is loose now at the 15-20-yard line, covered up by the Evergreens. On a partially blocked punt, the Evergreens are going to get the ball at the 19-yard line. It was Mitchell Bowles up the middle who got a hand on that punt. And the Evergreens are sitting pretty. They'll start this drive inside the red zone.
18-yard line. First and 10.
4:12 to play. First quarter. Still no score. But opportunity knocks for D.C. Everest here. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you could be with us for game two of our Fox Sports doubleheader. Earlier you heard Wausau East and Appleton East. It'll be Mike Nicholas at quarterback here. Pitchback, Wyatt Brown. Brown gets a block. He's across the 15 to the 10 and down to the 8-yard line. Wyatt Brown opens up this drive with a gain of 9 yards.
He was brought down that play by number 35, Ben Winnington.
Evergreens will have a lot of options. Whole playbook open here for second and short. Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter.
For the Evergreens.
And again, it is Nicholas. Wyatt Brown is in the backfield. So is Nathan Reedy. Receivers to either side. It's Reedy this time. Up the middle, gets a block, gets a gain. Short yardage, but it's enough for a first down. Reedy gets 3 yards. And will make it first and goal for D.C. Everest with the ball sitting at the 7. D.C. Everest football is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Getting ready for a fall hunting trip? Stop by Baseman's for great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor setting. Baseman's a trusted name for 80 years. First and goal. Power formation here. Pitchback goes to Wyatt Brown. Tries to get the corner. He's in the end zone. A 7-yard touchdown run for Wyatt Brown, and the Evergreens are on the board. Well, the Appleton West defense had their backs against the wall after that partially blocked punt. The Evergreens take three plays, go 19 yards, and Wyatt Brown carries the ball into the end zone. Evergreens line up like they might be trying a direct snap here. See if they shift into the formation to try the extra point. That is exactly what they're doing. And Kyle Kurtenbach is to try the point after touchdown. Waiting the snap here. Good snap. Ball is down to the uprights and no good. He missed it wide right. Kyle Kurtenbach's .18 fails. 3:18 to play in the first quarter. It's the Evergreen 6, Appleton West nothing. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
back for the Terriers.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens capitalize on a blocked punt, a three-play, 19-yard drive, capped off by Wyatt Brown, 7-yard touchdown run. Ball's on the tee for Kyle Kurtenbach. And Kurtenbach's kick goes back to the 5-yard line, taken out there by Drew Carlson. Carlson's got a block, got lots of room, busted free, and has only the kicker to break. 40, 50, down to the 40-yard line. He's going to be roped out of bounds. At the 30-yard line, it's a big kickoff return. Got that ball just before the goal line and ran it back 67 yards. There is a penalty marker down. And this very long kickoff return is about to be wiped out. Holding against the Terror, and what was great field position is going to become poor field position for a second drive in a row. So instead of starting the ball at the Everest 30, they're going to start inside the 20-yard line back on the other end of the field.
First and 10, Terror.
That's a big, big penalty. Yeah, you talk about the yardage that you give up. This is a penalty that wipes out almost 70 yards worth of field position. The ball will be spotted after the illegal block back at the 14-yard line.
First and 10, Terror.
You know, when you're 0-4, those are the kinds of things that really, really hurt. Could have had a short field to try and get the equalizing score, and instead, looks like a very long field for sophomore quarterback Ethan Herbst. Three receiver set here. Single running back is Marco Flores. Flores was not the featured back on the last possession, but will be here. Connor Larson also lines up in the backfield. Quarterback is operating under center instead of from the pistol formation. Quick three-step drop. Slant pass is complete to Matt Reeder, the star receiver. Reeder's got 13 yards and a first down out to the 28-yard line. Reeder just had inside position there on that slant. And, of course, Reeder's a nice big target, too.
27-yard line.
So it's a gain of 12 as we go under 3 minutes to play first quarter.
Welcome goes out to Joe Freud.
Evergreens football sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Ethan Herbst leads his team up to the line of scrimmage. Works under center again, backs in the I formation. One of the Appleton West linemen jumped, and that will cost his team 5 yards. There's movement on that far side of the line of scrimmage.
It'll be a legal procedure against
Spencer Lucy jumped, and it will now be first and 15 with the ball back to the 22-yard line. Evergreens come in having dropped their last two games, both tough customers. Losses to Appleton North in week 3 and to Walsall West in week 4. Handoff here. This is Marco Flores. Nothing new. And Flores tried the far sideline. He's met behind the line of scrimmage. Swarmed under for a loss of 2 yards.
Kane Gilray.
Senior Kane Gilray led that charge. And we're going to have a second and 16 yards to go here.
21-yard line.
With 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter. Evergreens leading 6-0, and they didn't have to go long for that touchdown. Set up by the partially blocked punt off the leg of Matt Reeder. Passing situation here. Quarterback is under center. There are two backs. I formation. Nope. They'll fake the handoff. Throwing downfield for Reeder. He's well covered. He came back to the ball. The defender didn't see it. He made the catch. He's got a big gain. He's across the 50 and out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Reeder located the ball, and Kyle Kurtenbach, who was providing the defense, did not.
First and 10 from the Evergreen 49.
So second and long is converted into a first down. The Evergreens are going to have to control Reeder. Reeder seems like by far the best offensive weapon that Appleton West brings to the party. to 24-yard pass completion to put the ball back in the Evergreen's half of the field. We've got a whistle as the snap takes place, and the play is blown dead. And again, a penalty coming up against here, Appleton West.
A 5-yard march up, bringing up first and 15.
Someone on the offensive line moved again. But as we just saw in the last sequence,
if we got a dead ball, the procedure against
Appleton
the
West has the potential with that passing game to be able to pick up first downs even when down and distance seems to be against them. Penalty moves the ball back into the Appleton West half of the field. First and 15 from the 46-yard line. And here comes Hepst up to the line of scrimmage. Matt Reeder, the star wide receiver, is on the far side. Again, he'll be guarded there by Kyle Kurtenbach. Fake the handoff. Blitz is coming, and they've got him. Evergreen's decided to send pressure, and it worked. Quarterback is pushed back and down at the 35-yard line. It's a big loss. It's a loss of 11 yards.
On the help, and that was number 27.
And here comes second down and 23 as we go under a minute. Evergreen's gambled and sent pressure, and it worked there. Appleton West is facing a very long field. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. This may be the last play before we change sides. Evergreen's up 6-0.
26 for the Terriers. The ball now on their own.
Ethan Hepst under center. Receivers in the I for backs of the I formation. Design rollout. Pressure coming again. Gets the ball away. Took a big hit and overthrew his receiver. Incomplete. He was looking for Connor Larson out of the backfield. Clock stops on the incomplete pass with 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Evergreen's football brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Quarterback Hepst again goes over to the sidelines after the incomplete pass to bring the play in himself. This will be a four-receiver set. Receivers spread out to either side. Quarterback will work under center here on third down and 23 to go. Four-step drop. Pressure again. Got him in the backfield. Down he goes. On the blitz, Mitchell Bowles came in. Appleton West did nothing but go backwards there. Bowles got the quarterback down low. It's a loss of another 8 yards. It is fourth and a country mile as the first quarter comes to an end.
And that is the
Appleton West will punt when we begin quarter two after a one-minute timeout. DC Everest 6, Appleton West nothing. This is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Second quarter is underway. Punt. Kyle Zableski gets it at the 40-yard line, out across the 50. Still going across the 40 and out of bounds inside the 35-yard line.
Kyle Zableski
with a 28-yard punt return, and the Evergreens will start with a short field to get the second quarter underway. Evergreen's defense looked good during the last series. And Michael Nicholas will come out at quarterback to start this series, first and 10, spotting the ball at the 31-yard line. So this will be the second offensive series in a row that the Evergreens are starting with a short field. Second quarter just getting underway. Glad you are here for Evergreens football. Nice crowd at Steam Stadium. Appleton West, though, does not travel well. Group of about 20 or 25 Terror fans across the way. Receivers either side, first man through carrying the ball for a short gain up the middle is Mason Hagenbusher. Just trying to see if the Evergreens could use a power play there, but Hagenbusher gets only 2 yards. It'll be second and 8. DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Again, it is Michael Nicholas at quarterback. Second man through Wyatt Brown. Brown's got a block, got big game, cut to the near side. 25, 30, he may go. He is rolled out of bounds just short of the goal line. Nope, they're going to say he got the pylon, and it's a touchdown. A 29-yard touchdown run for Wyatt Brown. I thought he was pushed out right at the 1 or the 2, Side judge looked at it and said Wyatt Brown's foot apparently hit the pylon, which is part of the end zone. Give Wyatt Brown a touchdown, his second TD carry, and the Evergreens are up by 2 scores. Again, they line up like they may try a direct snap for a two-point try. In fact, that's what they do. It's a direct snap to Mason Hagenbusher. He's going to run in, and the two-point conversion is successful. Direct snap to Mason Hagenbusher. Two-point conversion successful. 14-0 Evergreens. 11:07 to play in the second quarter. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Kicking off for the Evergreens will be number 5, Kyle Kurtenbach. And back for the Terrors will be number 15, Marco Flores.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. The Evergreens have scored both of their touchdowns on short fields. A two-play, 31-yard drive set up by a long punt return by Kyle Zableski. Kurtenbach's kickoff bounces at the 15, rolls towards the sideline, and goes out of bounds. So because of this out-of-bounds kick, Appleton West will start at the 35-yard line. It's the best field position that they've seen in a while. D.C. Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. You get the feeling that Appleton West needs an answer. Can't fall further behind. You know, Appleton West does have the quick strike capability because they throw and they've got
first
a big receiver.
From their own 35-yard line.
See if they can take advantage. First and 10 at the 35. Ethan Hepps this time will work from the shotgun. We've got a whistle. We're going to swap out, looks like a wet football for a dry football. And Appleton West will re-huddle while the officials make that change. We had a period of about 15 or 20 minutes before kickoff. Actually, as the teams were coming out for warm-ups, that we had some heavy rain, but it just passed through and ended quickly. We have not had any weather concerns since the opening kickoff of this game. Hepps just looking for Reeder downfield and overthrows him incomplete. Actually, he was looking for Marco Flores. Flores was on the far side coming out of the backfield there.
Number 14, Nick Hippus, incomplete.
Heaved the ball 20 yards downfield, but over the head of his receiver incomplete. Second and 10 coming up. D.C. Everest sent pressure here.
Avery Allard.
Last possession, the Evergreens were blitzing a lot. That paid some really good dividends for them. Second and 10. Receivers to either side keep the ball on the ground here. Trying to turn the ball upfield is Nate Mack. But he doesn't get the corner there, and he's forward. Got back to the line of scrimmage.
He was pushing about.
It's a play that really went too much east to west and not enough north to south. No gain. Michael Plaza forced him out of bounds. Third and 10 coming up here.
Third and 10 for the Terriers. The ball still resting on their own 35-yard line.
Well, the Evergreens can get a three and out here. They had a three and out on their last defensive sequence, would show that the defense is really starting to assert itself. Third and 10, they need the 45-yard line. Receivers either side, quarterbacks under center. Fake the handoff. Looking downfield to Reedy. He again located the ball, and Matt Reeder's got the catch on an underthrown ball.
That pass from Herbst.
Kyle Kurtenbach, playing defensive back there, was slow to locate the ball. He was still running downfield.
Matt Reeder.
And Matt Reeder knew that he had to slow up and come back a step, but he did. So third and 10 goes forward for 15 yards and a first down. Correction, 20-yard gain there. 20-yard pass completion to bail out Appleton West and to keep this drive going. Now they're in Evergreen territory. That one-on-one matchup, Kyle Kurtenbach against Matt Reeder. Reeder's gotten the better of that. Handoff on first down, up the middle, spinning forward, short gain, 2 or 3 yards for Marco Flores, who's underneath the pile there. Cody Cocker is underneath for DC Everest. 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. Evergreen's leading here, 14-0. Appleton West is driving.
Second and a long 7 for the Terriers.
On this second and long, Appleton West again will use a 4-receiver package. Spread out to either side, and one of the wide receivers is in motion, and that's who gets the handoff here. With a head of steam, first down. Close to first down yardage. Finally pushed back at the 35-yard line. I think they're going to mark him just short.
And he was brought down that play by number 30, Brady
Zaretsky carrying. Brady Burrell on the stop. It'll be third and, nope, just enough for a first down.
Zaretsky was good enough for a terror. First and 10.
So Appleton West has strung together two first downs on this possession. And has moved the ball just inside the 35-yard line. Again, Appleton West fell behind a week ago and then scored 4 touchdowns after halftime. So it's a streaky offense. Design rollout, quarterback keeping, spins off one man and falls forward. Almost looked like it may have been a broken play. I'm not sure that's what Herbst wanted to do. Stop on the play. John Wazurba is there, along with Josh Merchant. The quarterback fell forward for half a yard. Yep, 2nd and 9 coming up. Appleton West is going to huddle up here. Evergreen's football brought to you by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And Appleton West will take a timeout. Little disorganization in the huddle. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to DC Everest Football. 14-0, 10 minutes to play in the second half.
Everybody
on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Pull that ticket out. Here's that winning number. That winning number is 7456 30. That's 7456 30. You are the lucky winner of $251.
After taking the timeout, Appleton West is faced with a 2nd and 9 from the Evergreen's 34-yard line. Evergreen's up by 2 touchdowns. 9:21 to play in the half.
35-yard line.
Ethan Herbst, quarterback, gets the snap from the shotgun, fakes the handoff. He's under pressure. He is swarmed under for a big loss. Loses 11 yards. Casey Kolsky came in.
The lucky winner of that $251.
When the Evergreens have sent pressure, the Appleton West offensive line has broken down.
Herbst back to pass.
Also back there was Austin Wodzinski.
He was sacked by number 6.
Third down coming up and 20 yards to go.
Casey Kolsky on that sack for the
Evergreens have shown a willingness to gamble up front and send pressure. And Appleton West is going to have to be able to control that if they want to have a possession here. Officials are taking a timeout, and I'm not sure why. Walking over towards the Appleton West sideline. Something with the chain gang, I believe, and now we're set. Third down and 20 coming up here. Quarterback from the shotgun. This ball was snapped when they weren't prepared for it. The play is blown dead.
And we get all kinds
this is going to be a false start against Appleton West.
Start on the
so third and 20 now becomes third and 25.
25 for the Terriers.
Seems like already Appleton West has seen themselves in a lot of these very long down and distances. And they picked up a few of them. The penalty moves the ball back to the 50-yard line. They have to get the ball down to the 25-yard line to keep this drive going. Maybe it's four downs. Maybe you get a smaller chunk and then try after that. We'll see. Shotgun formation. Fake the handoff and dropping back is Ethan Herbst. Herbst is under pressure. It's a screen. Complete behind the line of scrimmage. Out to the 50. Running back cuts back. Runs into his own blocker. Still on his feet. Across the 40. Breaking tackles. He gets a block and he's going to score on a crazy play.
That screen
Ty Zembreski. On a play that had no business going anywhere. Not only does Appleton West convert on 3rd and 25, they put the ball in the end zone. Individual effort from Ty Zembreski, who got that screen. Yes, there was over pursuit. He still needed a lot of blockers and was able to cut the ball back to the middle of the field and goes 50 yards for a touchdown. And Appleton West is on the scoreboard. An unusual play. And now Appleton West comes out to try their extra point.
Ben Wimjo is under for the extra point.
Ben Wimjo's extra point try is up and good. And with 8:08 to play in the half, DC Everest lead cut in half, 14-7. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
For the Evergreens will be number 26, Kyle Sobleski, and number 40, Wyatt Brown, kicking off.
We're back at Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley, where the DC Everest Evergreens gave up a touchdown on a 3rd and 25 play. And the Evergreens' lead is now down to 14-7. They'll get the ball back on a kickoff here that bounces at the 20-yard line. Mitchell Bowles handling it back at the 15. Is across the 20, 25. Down the sidelines. This play is coming back, though. Bowles is across the 50, 40, 30. Foot race to the end zone. He is tripped up at the 10-yard line. It is all for naught. Penalty marker back in the Evergreens' half of the field.
29-yard line.
Just like it happened earlier to Appleton West. They had a long kickoff wiped out. This is a long kickoff that's going to be wiped out. Mitchell Bowles took the ball inside the 10-yard line, but holding against DC Everest wipes it out.
19-yard line.
Evergreens are going to start back in their own end.
First and 10, Evergreens.
You know, the Evergreens consider themselves a much better football program than Appleton West. The game that we've seen so far tonight looks like two teams that are below 500. Neither team has played particularly well. Evergreen's defense still looks like it has trouble getting off the field. Evergreen's offense has not put together a long, sustained drive. Both of their touchdowns have come thanks to good field position and shorter drives. Some years, that's what you got. Nick Sarakowski will be at quarterback here, and Sarakowski works from the shotgun. He gets the snap, and it's a handoff. This is Wyatt Brown. Nope, Sarakowski's going to keep it himself. Fake the handoff, and he's got running room up the sidelines across the 25, 30, out of bounds on the 35-yard line. Nick Sarakowski calls his own number, uses his feet, gets himself 16 yards and a first down. Sarakowski did a good job of selling the handoff up the middle. He faked it to Mason Hagenbusher and then busted it down the far sideline. And Nick Sarakowski stays on for another play here. Ball out to the 37. Under 8 minutes to play in the half. Sarakowski shotgun formation. Low snap. Handoff up the middle. Wyatt Brown. Nope, that's Reedy. Reedy still going. He's got 15 yards, 20 yards. Down across the 50 to the 45-yard line. Nathan Reedy spelling Wyatt Brown there. Went right up the middle.
Nate Mack.
That's a 19-yard gain, first and 10.
6-yard line.
Nick Sierakowski still out in the huddle to run the offense. Evergreen's football sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. First and 10, carrying here is Reedy. Reedy again getting big chunks of yardage here. He's across the 40 and down to the 35-yard line. Another 11-yard gain. Evergreen's playing power football here.
That carry by Reedy was good.
This is a drive that started back at the 20-yard line.
From the terror 35-yard
line. They've moved the ball 45 yards on this possession, and they're getting the yardage in big chunks. Sierakowski, shotgun, handoff again. And this is Reedy. And Reedy has 5 or 6 more yards again. Evergreen's offensive line is able to get a good push so far. Simply able to move the ball forward. Reedy's got 7. 2nd and 3. The 29-yard line. See if we open up the playbook a little for Nick Sierakowski, or if you stay with what's working here. Send Mitchell Bowles out to the far side of the field. Alec Martin's the wide receiver on the near side. Sierakowski is from the shotgun. We've got a whistle. We have some movement there. Going to have a penalty here against the Evergreens. We lost them 5 yards. Illegal motion.
That'll be a 5-yard march off.
Now we'll look at a 2nd and 7 or 8.
It'll bring up 2nd and 9 for the
Evergreens.
Ball now spotted in the 34-yard line over the terrace.
Tonight's Evergreens broadcast against Appleton West, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. Evergreen send Alec Martin out to the wide side. They have Mitchell Bowles in the slot. And Mike Nicholas comes in at quarterback. Nicholas will work under center. It's a pitchback to Wyatt Brown. Brown's got room there. He's across the 30, 25, across the 20. First down yardage. And carries the ball into the red zone down to the 16-yard line.
He was brought down that play by number 23, Nate Mack. That carry by Brown was good enough for
Evergreens have been able to move the ball on the ground this drive.
From the terror to the 11-yard line.
Once the chains are spotted, the clock will start again and we'll go under 6 minutes to play in the half. And Nick Sierakowski comes back in at quarterback. Evergreens are substituting freely, alternating between Sierakowski and Nicholas. Sierakowski works from the shotgun. He has receivers out to either side. Low snap. Sierakowski finds the handle, picks it up. He'll keep it. Dances in the hole and gets positive yardage across the 10. 5, he may go. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Nick Sierakowski on a broken play. 16-yard touchdown run. Both of these defenses are struggling. The snap was low at Sierakowski's feet. He was able to pick it up and move forward, then cutting it out to the far side and made it to the end zone. Nick Sierakowski. And Sierakowski's playing time is going to go up as that ankle continues to heal, so you'll see a lot more of him during the second half of the season. Nick Sierakowski, 16-yard touchdown run. And Kyle Kurtenbach is on to try the extra point for DC Everest. Here's the snap. Snap is good. Kick is a low line drive. Good.
Kick by Kurtenbach is up and good.
21-7. We'll take a 1 minute break.
21.
This is Evergreens football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Athletic Club. They have a green light special, $10 for a green DCE t-shirt. And come and check out the great DCE specials before they are gone. And next week, sneak preview, all sweatpants, kids and adults, black, pink, and gray will be $15. And back for the Terriers will be number 15.
Back at Steam Stadium.
And number
the Evergreens have scored on their last 3 touches. Nick Sierakowski's 16-yard touchdown run on a broken play.
And kicking off for the Evergreens.
Puts the lead back at 21-7.
Kyle Kurtenbach.
5:49 to play, first half. Evergreens looking for their first division win of the season against the winless Terror from Appleton West. Kyle Kurtenbach to kick off. Kurtenbach with a low line drive kick. One of the up men passes on it, and it's taken here. This is Marco Flores. Flores is out across the 30, down at the 35, 36-yard line, and Appleton West will start there.
And on that stop for the Evergreens was
this D.C. Everest
Zach
defense
Hancock.
Has had its challenges here.
And the
Evergreens have had the most success when they've been willing to blitz.
Of the Terrors, first and 10, Terrors.
A lot of times, Appleton West has been trying to move the pocket for quarterback Ethan Herbst. And again, just looking in the huddle, you can see who Herbst's favorite target is. Senior Matt Reeder, who was their quarterback last year, now a converted wide receiver at 6'5", just has a height advantage. He lines up here to the near sideline. Kyle Kurtenbach, one-on-one coverage. Quarterback looking to throw, going downfield, throwing into double coverage, almost intercepted. Wes Roth was back there providing the defense for the Evergreens. On that try, Ethan Herbst kind of locked onto his receiver early and threw into double coverage. Incomplete.
That pass falls incomplete, bringing up second and 10 for the
You're listening to D.C. Everest High School Football, brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us. And Marshfield Clinic, need help with a sports injury? See the sports medicine experts at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Second and 10. Max from the I formation, quarterback's under center. He's going to hand off here. Alex Long met at the line of scrimmage, pushed backwards. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Goes back a yard or two. The Appleton West running game has not gotten much. Third and 10 coming up. Mike Plaza, who's been one of the Evergreens' leading defenders, got him down low. Stopped him well. Give him a gain of a half a yard there. Third and 9 coming up with 5 minutes to play in the half. So in this passing situation, it's a four-receiver package, two receivers to either side, and Matt Reeder is on this near sideline. Snap from the shotgun. Design rollout. Looking for Reeder underneath. Makes the catch, but steps out of bounds. Pass led him a little too far to the sideline. He's got the catch, but he's got a gain of only 2 or 3 yards. Steps out at the 40-yard line. Yep, the pass went forward for 3 yards, and that's it. Needed a pass that was more towards the middle of the field to allow Reeder to turn the ball up for positive yardage. Instead, caught it and stepped out right away. Fourth down and 7.
Back to duty will be number 7, Matt Reeder.
Matt Reeder stays in. He's the punter here.
26.
He's already had one punt partially blocked.
Kyle Zableski,
who has one big return already in the ballgame, awaiting returning this punt. Here's the snap to Reeder, and Reeder's kick is again partially blocked. This one's going to go forward for 10 or 15 yards. Bounces at the 40, bounces out of bounds across the 30. Yeah, someone got a hand on that also. Still managed to take an Appleton West roll and goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line. So the punting game's been an adventure for Appleton West. Evergreens will start at the 28-yard line.
If you want to leave, you might want to go turn off the lights.
And it will be Mike Nicholas who will start at quarterback. Evergreens football, brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. Find a branch near you. See valleycommunities.org. Nicholas under center, backs in the I formation. Second man through Wyatt Brown. Brown up the middle, gets a block, finds a small hole, and dives forward. Gashed him for 7 yards there to the 35-yard line.
He was brought down that play by number 35,
second and 3,
Ben Wettenjahl.
Evergreens have been doing this on the ground. Appleton West defensively has not been able to stop them.
Bringing up a second and 3 for the
Hagen Busher and Wyatt Brown are the backs in the I formation. And Nicholas hands off again. Wyatt Brown met at the line of scrimmage, pushes forward. Again, the Evergreens offensive line is winning the battle up front. Wyatt Brown needed 3 for a first down. He's got 4, and that's enough to move the sticks.
Number 40, Wyatt Brown.
Ball goes just across the 40-yard line. Evergreens already up by 2 touchdowns, 21-7.
Number 79, Peter Lowe.
And looking for more before intermission.
Ball's carried up to the...
Swap in Nick Sarakowski at quarterback here. Sarakowski will work from the shotgun. His last touch was a 16-yard touchdown scamper. Mitchell Bowles is the receiver to the near side. Sarakowski calling for the ball. Gets the snap. He'll look to pass. Sarakowski looks downfield. One-on-one coverage. Pass is caught and dropped. Now that's unfortunate because it was right in the breadbasket for Kyle Zableski down the sideline.
Number 23, Zach Becker falling in.
Sorry, that was Zach Becker. Becker had it on his hands and was unable to keep control of the ball as he went down to the ground. He was falling as he was making the catch.
Second and 10 for the Evergreens.
Second and 10.
40-yard line.
Good-looking pass from Nick Sarakowski. Problem was with the receiver, not with the quarterback. Again, two receivers either side. Sarakowski awaits the snap about 5 yards deep. Quick three-step drop. This time he looks to the near side. Pass is over the head of Mitchell Bowles. He led Bowles too much towards the sideline anyway. Even if Bowles was able to go up and get that, I doubt he would have landed in bounds.
Third and 10 for the Evergreens.
Sarakowski comes over to the sidelines. He's going to stay in. This is going to be his series. He's looking at third and 10. 3:38 to play in the half. Evergreens want to see what Nick Sarakowski has in his arm. This is the first game action he's seen since week one. But the Evergreens have kind of gotten away from what was working. They've been able to run the ball at will. They've been throwing here. Here's a low snap. Sarakowski picks it up off the ground and falls forward for 2 or 3 yards on a blown play.
Sarakowski, and he advances about 3 yards.
Ball is out to the 43-yard line. It'll be 4th and 7. Gain of 3 yards there, but the Evergreens will have to punt. Evergreens led 6-0, 14-0, and now have a 21-7 lead. Zach Hoffman is back to kick, and Matt Reeder awaits the punt. Here's a wobbly kick that bounces at the 35, takes an Evergreen roll to the 30. There'll be no return here. Rolls inside the 25, downed at the 21-yard line. Punt did look pretty, but took a favorable bounce. And Appleton West will have poor field position for this drive. They'll have 3 minutes to work with and 2 timeouts in what may be their final touch before we come to intermission. This is game 2 of our Week 5 high school football doubleheader. Earlier here on Fox Sports, you heard Wausau East against Appleton East. Both of those teams coming in with identical 1-3 records. Glad you're up late with us for this DC Everest game at Steam Stadium in Schofield. Nice crowd, comfortable, feels more like fall now. Leaves starting to change, 55 degrees at kickoff. We'll be down into the 40s before we're done tonight. Ethan Hepps, the quarterback, awaits the snap. This play is blown dead. And movement on the Appleton West line will cost them 5 more yards.
Bringing up 1st and 15.
A lot of penalties in this game. Both teams have had long special teams returns wiped out by penalties. Appleton West, by my count, that's the 4th time they've been flagged for offensive line problems. Penalty moves the ball back to the 16-yard line. Neither team has fumbled or has committed thrown an interception in this game. The one turnover came when the Evergreens were able to come up with a 4th down stop back in the first quarter. Quarterbacks from the shotgun, he has receivers to either side. Quarterback keeps it after faking the handoff. Forward for about five, maybe six yards.
Ethan
Herbst. Got back the penalty yard, 2nd and 10.
Austin Wodzinski.
Stays in bounds, so the clock continues to run. 2:40 to play in the half. Austin Wodzinski made the stop.
2nd and 11 for the Terriers. The ball now resting on their own 20-yard line.
Give them a gain of 4 yards on the play. Evergreen's defense has been vulnerable to the big play. Something that we'll have to watch. The Evergreen's defense for the last 2 games has had fatigue and conditioning problems. The Evergreen's defense has not looked as good in the second half as they have in the first. At least that's the last 2 weeks. Granted, against tougher opponents. Keep an eye on that. We'd like them to have as big a cushion as possible. Pass play here on 3rd down. Looking down the middle. Receivers open. It's a big gain. Coverage breakdown there as Ty Zabreski comes across the middle and makes the catch out of the 50 down to the 47-yard line. That's a 33-yard completion. He found a seam there and was just uncovered as he went into the center of the field. And Appleton West has a lot of time to work with on this drive. We now just go under 2 minutes to play. 1st and 10 at the 47-yard line. Evergreen's secondary has been vulnerable to the big play. Misdirection, handoff up the middle, ball is loose, fumbled, and I believe the Evergreens have it. It was carried by Jake Zaraba, And underneath, are they going to say Appleton West is on top of that?
Four, Zach Zaruba.
He was forward for 13 or 14 yards, and they're going to say Appleton West has recovered, and they will keep possession. That ball was loose on the turf for what seemed like forever. And there seemed like there were a lot of Evergreen's players around it, but no one was able to get on it. It's a gain of 12, and Appleton West keeps the football just barely. First and 10 at the 34-yard line. Neither of these defenses has looked particularly good. Shotgun formation, snap, handoff. Carrying the ball there, who is that? Is that Hunter Darrow? First time we've seen him. He gets about 4 or 5 yards, and Appleton West is going to take a timeout and stop the clock here. It's a gain of 6 yards,
and he was brought down that play by
and the Terror will take a timeout with 1:21 to play in the half. We'll keep it here. At halftime, Spencer Loomis will be in our Fox Sports Game Night studios. Many of our games have already gone final since we are on tape delay here. So at halftime, tonight's high school football scoreboard sponsored by The Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. The Hearing House. Make your house a hearing house. Evergreen's lead, 21-7. But Appleton West is driving. Big pass play, a run and a fumble where Appleton West was able to keep the ball. And now they'll be facing a second and, 4 or 5 yards here once their timeout expires. And West can stop the clock one more time between now and halftime. Next week, and so many of our high school football Fridays on Fox Sports are doubleheaders, next week just one game as Wausau East comes to Steam Stadium to play these D.C. Everest Evergreens. Pre-game coverage at 6:30 with Fox Sports Game Night and then kickoff at 7. A lot of East fans will be making the trip as well. We know the Evergreens will have good turnout as well there. Second down. Quarterback from the shotgun passing to the near side just out of the reach of his intended receiver falling incomplete.
He's
looking for Marco Flores out of the backfield. Third down coming up here. What do we got here? Third down. Clock stops after the incomplete pass. 1:17 to play in the second quarter.
Just over the 29.
Evergreen's 21, Terror 7. It becomes a much more interesting game if Appleton West gets points here. Four receiver set, spread out to either side, quarterback from the shotgun. Ethan Herbst gets the snap, it's a high snap, pulls it down, gets pressure, steps up, hit as he throws, and incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. Evergreen's brought pressure there.
Hit on that play by number 96.
Zach Ketchell got in there.
Brett Levinsky.
Got him down low. And here comes fourth down.
That brings up fourth down for the Terriers.
And Appleton West will take their final timeout to talk about what they'd like to do. It is fourth down and 4 with the ball at the 29-yard line. They need to get the nose of the football across the 25-yard line in order to keep this drive going. Appleton West went on fourth down once earlier in the game. In fact, it was their first possession of the ball game, and the Evergreens stopped them. It is a more favorable distance here to pick up, 4th and 4. Appleton West, I can think of 2, maybe 3 times in this game that they've converted on second or third down and very long. Evergreens with 2 touchdown runs from Wyatt Brown. And a 16-yard scamper from Nick Sarakowski, who's seeing his first action since week 1 after going out in the Spash game with a bad ankle. And Sarakowski's looked pretty good. He split the time at quarterback with Michael Nicholas. The Appleton West team gathered over on that sideline getting final instructions as their third and final timeout's about to expire. All right, here come the Terror going for it on fourth down. This is, again, this four-receiver package, 2 to the far side, 2 to the near side. Ethan Hepst waits for the snap. See if the Evergreens bring pressure here. They do. Blitz is coming. One-on-one coverage to the end zone just off the hands of Matt Reeder. Reeder laid out for it. The ball had to be delivered a little bit earlier than quarterback Ethan Hepst wanted to because he was under pressure. Evergreens hold on fourth down. Mostly because Matt Reeder doesn't have longer fingertips. That was almost a spectacular catch. Well, just barely. The Evergreens defense gets off the field, and they'll take over with 1:07 left in the second quarter. D.C. Everest dance team to entertain us at halftime, along with the D.C. Everest marching band. On first down, pitch goes to Wyatt Brown. Brown's got blockers in front of him, gets across the 35, cuts to the 40, across the 45. This is a nice game.
Wyatt
Brown's got 17 yards in the first down, out to the 47-yard line. Clock briefly stops while the chains are put in place. 59 seconds left. Evergreens have two timeouts if they want to make something happen here before halftime. Mike Nicklaus is the quarterback. Keep it on the ground again. Wyatt Brown, pitch back, far side. He's got running room there. He's across the 50 and wisely gets out of bounds to stop the clock. He could have had more yardage if he wanted to turn the ball upfield. Instead, he goes out across the 50 to the 49. He gets 4 yards, and the clock stops with 50 seconds to play. So the Evergreens kind of live to fight again.
For the Evergreens.
Wyatt may have made a mistake there. He probably had another 5 yards at least. Could have gotten close to the first down marker if he stayed in bounds, but his team would have had to have burned one of their two timeouts there. Second and 6. Nicklaus at quarterback. Wyatt Brown in the backfield, along with Mason Hagenbusher. Three-step drop. Nicklaus to throw. Goes out to Mitchell Bowles. It's complete. Across the 45 and goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line. First down yardage. A 9-yard pass completion. And the Evergreens stop the clock. 44 seconds to play.
And being pushed out of bounds by number 27.
The drive started with 1:07 left. And the Evergreens have quickly moved the ball into Appleton West territory.
First and 10 from the Terror 40-yard line.
Again, this seems to be Mike Nicklaus's series. We saw Nick Sierakowski exclusively on the Evergreens' last possession. Nicklaus at quarterback here. 44 seconds left in the half. Keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown up the middle. Met in the hole. Forward for 4 yards. I think the Evergreens will use a timeout here. And they do. It'll be second and 6 after the timeout with 44 seconds left. Let's take a 30-second timeout as well. Everest 21, Appleton West 7. Evergreens looking for more before halftime. This is Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We had a gain of 4 on this play, bringing up second and 6 for the Evergreens.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. This drive for the Evergreens started back at their own 21-yard line. They've now moved the ball to the Appleton West 36.
Mick Blaskowski, Kirk Schmidt, Mike Carter.
Second down and 6 awaits.
Take a bow, gentlemen.
Evergreens have not trailed in this game against the 0-4 Terror of Appleton West. Evergreens can stop the clock once more. Michael Nicklaus at quarterback puts two receivers up to the far side. Three-step drop, he will look to throw. Little pressure, running, he's going to have to get rid of the ball, and he does. Overthrows Wyatt Brown. He was really throwing the ball away. Wyatt Brown was in the neighborhood, out of the pocket, no grounding there. Clock stops with 32 seconds left. Third and 6 coming up. Evergreens will get the ball to start the second half. So really, this amounts to a free shot at putting more points on the board, as the Evergreens will have possession for the start of the third quarter. This is a key play if the Evergreens want to keep this drive going. Third and 6. Nicklaus with two receivers. Mitchell Bowles in the shot, and the pitch out here goes to Wyatt Brown. Blockers in front of him. Power running. Wyatt Brown gets to the sticks and is turned back, and there's a penalty marker down. It's going to be a hold against the Evergreens. Wyatt Brown is going to be stopped a yard short of the first down. The play is coming back anyway. And that penalty may have blown up D.C. Everest's scoring opportunity. Yep, holding Evergreens.
Holding is the call against the Evergreens.
Evergreens weren't really in field goal range anyway, but now they're just pushed 10 yards back.
And we'll have a 10-yard
holding in high school football is a spot foul. The penalty is at the 35-yard line. The ball goes back to the 45-yard line. Third and 15.
Bringing up third and 15 for the Evergreens.
So down and distance just got much, much more difficult if the Evergreens want to keep this drive going. Mike Nicholas at quarterback, three receivers, two to the near side. His favorite target, though, Mitchell Bowles, is the single receiver on the far sideline. Three-step drop, penalty down again, and Appleton West has just sacked Mike Nicholas. Fourth down is about to come up. There is a penalty marker back at the line of scrimmage. Let's see what that is. It's going to be against the Evergreens. This is an illegal motion against DC Everest. So penalties have blown up what was a nice drive.
Illegal procedure against the Evergreens.
And with 19 seconds left, the Evergreens are going to wind up having to punt the ball away here. Well, no, it'll be third down. So we'll replay third down. I would think that Appleton West would want to decline the penalty and bring up fourth down. Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Was declined
right.
That sack.
I mean, they got the sack. So Appleton West will get the ball back with 19 seconds and no timeouts.
Punting for the Evergreens will be number two, Zach Huffman.
The concern here for the Evergreens is that punt coverage and kickoff coverage has been spotty from time to time. You don't want to give up a big return here. Back to kick it away is Zach Huffman. Yep, you want to make sure you get this ball away and kick cover. Waiting for the snap. We've got a whistle.
And that is the end of your first
and
half.
And time will run out before the kick. The clock restarted after the penalty, and the Evergreens did not have to punt. So we have reached halftime. Our score, DC Everest 21, Appleton West 7. Let's catch you up on all of our Week 5 scores with Spencer Loomis coming up next. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.